This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. It's that time of the year again, coming up in September, the 24th and 25th. Yes, you heard me correct. It's a two-day event, the Simsbury Fly-In, and it's a two-day event for a reason. We'll get into that this morning with Bill Thomas from the Simsbury Airport. He wears the hat at this thing. He makes sure the planes are landing, the cars are shiny, and the food is being served. Bill, thank you for joining me this morning.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the Simsbury Fly-In has returned this year in September. Two-day event. We'll start, you know, if people don't know what the Simsbury Fly-In is, give us the, no pun intended, 30,000-foot view of the event.
Okay. I like to describe it as a very unusual kind of country fair, because that's what it looks and feels like. We have about 150 or so businesses that participate, and many of them are there with tents and displays and so forth. They're everything from craftsmen to local businesses. And that's built around three specific kinds of activities. The first is it's a fly-in, which is just what the term seems to imply. That is, the aircraft owners fly in with their airplanes and put them on display. And this is almost any kind of airplane that you can imagine. Old ones, new ones, sometimes seaplanes, believe it or not, with wheels on them that can land. We have home-built airplanes. There's a lot to see there. The second category is cars, the car show. I should actually call it a vehicle show, because we get lots more than just cars. We get old buses, ambulances, tractors, motorcycles. You're likely to see a Stanley Steamer or a million-dollar Ferrari. It's just a great vehicle show. And the third piece is the food trucks. We expect to have 20 to 25 food trucks there, which they tell me is a pretty big food truck show. And those folks are selling everything from desserts to breakfast to ethnic foods and just a lot of great stuff to eat.
Now, you said, you know, it's a two-day event. One day is the fly-in. One day is the car show and food trucks. But is there going to be a little carryover? Will people be able to hit some of the food trucks when the planes are there?
Absolutely. Just to be clear about this, the first day is Saturday, September 24, and that's only food trucks. We've set aside that day just for the food trucks, because we recognize there are a lot of folks that that's what they care about. So we'll give them a whole day with just the trucks. And that'll start at 11 in the morning and go to 6 in the evening. Then the next day, September 25, is the full show, everything that I just described, including the food trucks, back for a second time. And that day, the show starts at 8 and ends at 5. So 2 days, two slightly different formats.
And that's interesting, because I've talked to, you know, I've highlighted some food truck festivals and stuff like that. And when you do a food truck festival, it's difficult because you want to try everyone. Everything looks good at something like that. So to be able to go there Saturday the 24th from 11 to 6, hit up some food trucks, try some different food, take a little notepad and jot down who you want to hit on Sunday when you go back out, look at the planes. Like you said, there's a little bit of, you know, planes are like trains. Everyone loves planes. And you, like you said, you have a little bit of everything, literally from, we're going to get into this, electric to regular planes. You have an electric plane. Right. Tell me about that.
Yes, this is a real first, not just for us, but really for anywhere in the region, as far as I know. We will have on display and actually flying one of the very first commercially available electric-powered airplanes. And that means, if it isn't obvious, it has no gas engine, no gasoline fuel. It's battery-powered, and it's a regular-sized airplane. It's not like a model airplane or like an ultralight or, you know, a smaller version of an airplane. It's a real two-seat airplane. And it's made by a company from Slovenia, of all places, called Pipistrel. And this is the Pipistrel Electro airplane.
Hmm.
So it'll be a first for us. to have this on display, and we'll do a flying demo. And the folks that represent them will be making a presentation about the airplane as one of our seminars. We run a series of seven seminars on a number of different topics that are free of charge for anybody that is on the grounds of the show. And so that'll be one of the topics, and that should be real interesting for anybody that's interested in environmental stuff or new technology. That should be really interesting.
And you brought up the new technology. I mean, it's first of all, it's got to be weird to be in the presence of an electric plane. Like, you're used to that plane sound. There's just that sound you hear when a prop engine turns over. The electric plane don't have that, so that's going to be interesting. But the whole technology thing, I mean, planes have morphed into now there's the whole drone movement. And, you know, people use that term drone, and to me, I never liked it because drones are, you know, they're unmanned, they're autonomous, but people are flying what I like to, you know, correct people, if you will. It's more of a quadcopter. You're driving a quadcopter or something like that. But Aqualine drones, we know them here at the station. We've talked to them. They're going to be out there doing some demonstration flights.
Yes, that's true. The reason we're doing this is exactly what you said. There is so much interest in drones now, including, of course, many commercial applications. And so over the noon hour, we actually closed down the runway to aircraft use for about an hour. And they will be doing a demonstration out on the runway along with a narrative so folks will understand what they're looking at.
That's cool. I mean, because more and more people I know are getting into that as a hobby. You know, whether it's they want to get some nice aerial videos or if your kids are interested. I don't want to say it's a cheaper way to get into flying, but
it's cheaper than buying an airplane.
And you can usually, you know, fly it out of your backyard. Not too many airplanes will do that unless you have the K-Max, because that thing is just amazing. Made right here in Connecticut, you know, Connecticut grown K-Max all over the world. And I love seeing these things out there. I love seeing people look at this thing, try to figure out how it works. So the K-Max is going to be out there doing some stuff.
That's right. Your listeners don't know, they are actually made in Bloomfield, Connecticut, so that really is local. And the K-Max is a so-called heavy lift helicopter. They use it out in very rugged terrain for lifting heavy things.
And they're not that big. Yeah. Like, that's what's crazy. It's a heavy lift, but they're not that big.
No, they only have one seat for the pilot. One of their roles is firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a firefighting demo. The way that will work is that the helo will lift off and it will pick up from one of the nearby waterways a huge bucket of water, and it will demonstrate how it actually drops water onto a fire. Now, not to worry, it doesn't drop the water on the audience.
Well, depending how hot it is, you know, people might be okay with that.
We'll do this on the opposite side of the runway where it's safe, but highly visible. You know, we all see this kind of thing on TV out west, but I'm looking forward to it because I've never seen it.
See, and that's the thing. You're always providing something new. So if people have gone to the flying in the past years, oh, we've been there, but there's always something new. I mean, there's so many firsts we've talked about. The electric plane, the K-Max doing the fire suppression demonstration, you know, the different food trucks. There's no reason why you can't get out to this thing for the 7th, 8th, 9th, 12th time. I mean, how many years has the flying been going on now?
42. Believe it or not. Yeah, I cannot believe it, but it's an event that has lasted and it's grown, and we're just very proud of it.
And that's, you know, you're doing it right. You're giving people, and it's grown. We're 2 days now. It wasn't always 2 days. So the first day, Saturday, September 24th, food trucks only. It's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get out there. You can have lunch. You can have a snack. And you can have dinner. Like, you got the meal planned for that Saturday. There's no reason why you can't get out there. And then come back on Sunday for any of the food trucks you missed. Look at some beautiful cars. Look at some amazing and beautiful planes. Hit up one of the demonstrations. Hit up one of the seminars. It's educational but fun. Are you going to be doing the plane rides this year for people?
Actually, in two different ways, yes. We will have two Robinson helicopters that will be giving rides. And back again by popular demand, we'll have rides being provided by a North American AT-6 World War II training plane, which is, makes a lot of noise and big thing, just a lot of fun.
So, I mean, it fun for all ages, I guess we can say. If you're a fan of the World War II era planes or you want to check out the new electric planes, there's something for everyone at the Simsbury Fly-In, Car Show, and Food Truck Festival, Saturday, September 24th and the 25th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. respectively. Full events are on Sunday. The fly-in, the car show, the food trucks are on Saturday. And joining me again this morning, Bill Thomas of the Simsbury Airport, air traffic controller for the festival, if you will. Bill,
No.
I hope we get some people out there. Hope people are interested. It's an amazing event. 2 days, get out there. I'm promising good weather for everything. So get out there, look at some beautiful planes, some beautiful cars, and eat some tasty treats. Stuff like this happens right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.